This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. And we're proudly coming to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate. And thanks for tuning into the show today.
Yeah, and remember, the Radio Realtors, we can be heard on your radio or live streaming four times a weekend on AM 1380 The Answer and Money 105.5 FM. And both the stations also have apps, so you can take the Radio Realtors pretty much everywhere.
And remember, you can also hear the Radio Realtors anytime on our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, TuneIn, and on your Alexa.
Right, Frank, and as we always say, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but we're active realtors that help our listeners and clients just like you every day. And we are still standing by our slogan, real value, real people, real results.
And we want to help you buy your next home or sell your home. So give us a call on our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And you are in the perfect place if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you're a potential home seller and thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors.
That's right, Frank. And we can sell your home quickly and for every penny it's worth with no showings. In fact, we had a comment on our website just this week about that. But the Radio Realtors, we do that for you with our quick sale 30-day listing with no showing strategy. And that strategy includes professional HD photographs of your home, a video tour of your home, a Matterport 3D virtual tour, and home staging if you need it.
So why not find out how you can sell your home right now safely, effectively, and quickly with no showings? Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we're going to be covering some great topics for you today, including
why buying the worst house in the best neighborhood is not good advice.
That's right. And then the next one is the Radio Realtors are going to give you the best home buying advice you've ever heard.
Ever heard?
That's right.
Cool. Six things that you can do to prepare for a home appraisal.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking to you buyers and you sellers today. And we're also going to share a few brand new listings that you will want to see this weekend or this coming week.
And you can connect with us anytime by calling or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So, Frank, some proverbs offer wise advice.
Ooh,
a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. A picture is worth a thousand words. Cleanliness is next to godliness. There's even a broken watch is right twice a day. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And these are wise words to live by. But one saying that needs to have its proverbial status revoked is the well-known real estate adage, buy the worst house in the best neighborhood.
Yeah, Rob. Buying the worst house in the best neighborhood has been hyped as a sound investment strategy for many years.
It's true. But today on the Radio Realtors, we're going to cover our top three reasons why buying the worst house in the best neighborhood might be a big mistake.
Okay, let's get right into it. Okay. Reason number one, why buying the worst house in the best neighborhood may not be the best idea is it is still The worst home.
Yeah, first and foremost, if you believe in this idea, then you will be buying likely the worst home on the street, if not the entire neighborhood.
And being the worst can come in many forms. The home may be significantly smaller than any of the other homes.
Or it may have a decidedly different layout from the other homes, or the lot may be smaller than the rest of the properties. And even worse is to have like a combination of a smaller size, smaller lot, and a bad layout.
Whatever makes it the worst home also makes it more expensive. If you wish to bring the home up to the level of the surrounding properties.
Yeah, and for example, Frank, if all the homes in the neighborhood have an average square footage of 1,800 square feet, and your proposed worst home has only 1,200 square feet, adding the 600 extra square feet is going to probably be pretty expensive for you.
Yeah, probably will. Reason number two why buying the worst house in the best neighborhood may not be the best idea is the extra expense will eat away at your expected equity.
Yeah, Frank, piggybacking on the previous point there, if you spend the money to bring the home up to the level of the other properties in the neighborhood, then you're going to have to pay some big bucks.
And this expense will then get you at the same level as the other homes, but your home will not gain in value more than the other homes.
Yeah, here's a good example for us. So suppose you bought the worst home in the neighborhood where the average value is $400,000, but you got a deal, you only paid $350,000 for that property. So in order to add usable square footage to your home, it's going to take about $50,000 in renovations.
And Rob, you now have a home worth approximately $400,000 after spending $400,000 between the purchase price and the remodel.
That's right, Frank. So that's not exactly a huge advantage over the other homes in the neighborhood.
So reason number three why buying the worst house in the best neighborhood may not be the best idea is statistics show that low performers continue to perform poorly.
Yeah, Frank, there's an in-depth report conducted by Raskoff and Humphreys that showed that the bottom 10% of homes in a neighborhood very rarely appreciate in value any faster than the other homes.
In fact, Rob, they either appreciate at the same rate or at a worse rate than other homes in their neighborhood. So what's the best alternative than buying the worst house in the best neighborhood, Rob?
Well, thanks for teeing me up, Frank. But before we get to that,
we
are going to go to audio open house number one. So in the spirit of Halloween, we're calling this one Candy in Citrus Heights. And this is a beautifully updated, move-in ready, tri-level home in the Fox Hills community at the end of a cul-de-sac, and the home boasts four bedrooms and three full baths. One bed and bathroom is on the bottom level. And what happens here is you enter the front door into this great foyer and the spacious living room, and you're going to walk a couple steps to the formal dining room, and those doors to the dining room open up to a deck and an open concept kitchen with white granite countertops, white cabinets, and travertine flooring. And the breakfast nook looks over a large separate family room and backyard. And the family room is cozy and relaxing with an updated fireplace and a built-in wet bar. The family room has a slider that opens again to the backyard, and the backyard is a large pie-shaped backyard. The three-car garage in this home is large enough for all of your toys. RV access is possible. It has newer exterior paint and lots of upgrades made throughout the home. And this Fox Hills community is well-kept and close to shopping and freeway access. This is over a 2,300-square-foot tri-level home priced at just $500,000. It's a great price, and this home will not last. If you'd like to see Candy in Citrus Heights, just text the word Candy right now to 916-269-3337. That's the word Candy to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. And if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 20
91 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting. Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Studio. That's the RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. And of course, RWA stands for Ready, Willing, and Able. And if you'd like to become a Radio Realtor certified home buyer, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that today on the show. But all you got to do to start is give us a call, 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337, or online
at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So we're talking to you today about why buying the worst house in the best neighborhood might not be the best idea. And reason number one, we said, is because, you know what, it's still the worst home in the neighborhood. So that's number one. Number two is the extra expense is going to eat away at your expected equity. Reason number three why buying the worst house in the best neighborhood may not be the best idea is statistics show that low performers usually continue to perform poorly, so it's not going to appreciate at the same rate as the other homes in the neighborhood. And so the question that you pose, Frank, is, so what's the better alternative than buying the worst house in the best neighborhood? And I appreciate you teeing me up for that, because there is a better alternative to buying the worst home in the best neighborhood. Instead, you should consider something called the halo effect and look for the lower priced neighborhoods adjacent to the hot ones and find a good home in a place
that is rising in value.
Okay, Rob, so how do we find a place that is going up in value? Follow the money, right?
Follow the money. That's it. The best sign of an improving market is new retail developments, a new grocery store, new restaurants, and a new strip mall. Those can be big indicators that more people are buying in that area.
And finding a good home in this area and riding the wave of appreciating values from the beginning will put you in a much better financial position if you decide to sell the home in 5 to 10 years.
That's correct. So let's cover some final thoughts on why buying the worst house in the best neighborhood is not the best idea. Well, one reason is solid math. I mean, it shows that buying the absolute bottom of the barrel home in a great neighborhood basically means you're paying too much for a home that you probably don't really love.
Yeah. Don't get caught in the trap of feeling that you must buy in the trendy hot neighborhood.
Right. Spend some time talking to the radio realtors because we can help you get a fix on the next upcoming hot neighborhood, and you will be in a much better spot when home prices start to rise.
So why not give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Now do yourself a favor and get yourself into the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer status today. That number once again is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or on theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So transitioning into some other advice, we're going to give you the Radio Realtors best home buying advice that you have ever heard. And if you are thinking, I'm ready to jump into the house hunting game, you're probably getting hammered with advice from well-meaning friends, co-workers, and family members. And you know, that is totally fine if you have that insatiable appetite for information. But what if you're a bit more selective about the tips and tricks that you want delivered your way?
And if you've listened to the Radio Realtors for any amount of time, you know we would never steer you wrong. And today, we're going to give you the best home buying advice you've ever heard.
Yeah, and these tips can help you save money, keep you from losing money, and stop you from making a real estate purchase that you're going to regret.
All right, so pay attention, potential home buyers. The best home buying advice you've ever heard is tip number one is buy less house than you can afford just in case.
Yeah, Frank, you don't have to be an accountant to understand that the more you spend on your house, the fewer dollars you're going to have left for other stuff. So before falling in love with a house that will stretch your budget to own, do the math to see how much of your paycheck it's going to consume.
Because if you max out your budget with your home purchase, you can't really afford for things to go wrong. Any slight change in your financial situation can really make it difficult to meet your mortgage and other monthly obligations.
Yeah, but with a lower mortgage payment, you can tolerate a slight increase in expenses or decrease in income without it creating that situation where you are house rich and cash poor.
The best home buying advice you've ever heard, tip number two, is don't forget about the maintenance costs.
Yeah, one thing that a potential home buyer should never do is solely focus so much on your mortgage payments that you lose sight of the fact that the home has maintenance costs as well.
Right, Rob. The size of the property as well as the age of the home will impact your budget for annual maintenance and repair costs, but you can ballpark about 1% to 4% of the purchase price.
And Frank, when you become a homeowner, you become responsible for maintaining your property in good condition. So from now on, you have to pay for the necessary repairs from your own pocket.
Some of the most common maintenance expenses a homeowner has to budget for is the roof, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air conditioning, pest control, and lawn maintenance.
And budgeting for these things, Frank, is a smart thing to do when you decide to buy a real estate property for the first time. And make sure that you always have a home warranty in place. That is something that we always handle for you because it's going to cover a lot of those things that could go wrong.
Yep, big fan of that. Best home buying advice you've ever heard is tip number three, is leave the kids at home when you house hunt.
You know, the last thing that any home buyer with kids would want is for their child to fall in love with a home that may not be the one for some reason. So only when you have narrowed down your search to a couple of homes, that's when you should think that you want to bring your kids in and ask them what they think.
And even if the decision is almost made, your kids will appreciate that you sought their input, which can make all the difference in how they settle in.
Yeah, you know, Frank, I experienced this firsthand this week when I received a hand-drawn thank you card from the 8-year-old daughter of some amazing clients of mine. And it said, "Dear Rob, thank you so much for all that you've done for us this year. I will always remember you. I really appreciate you, Natalie. That's what I got. That was like.
Did it feel good?
The best gift ever. Yeah.
From an 8-year-old.
From an 8-year-old.
And I'm sure this couple didn't bring their children on every showing, right, Rob?
Yeah, that's right, Frank. I mean, but when we did the final walkthrough, the kids were there picking out their rooms, and I got that wonderful letter and a piece of art from their daughter. So it's awesome.
But taking your kids to tour homes, especially when they are little, can take your attention of actually seeing a home when you tour it.
Absolutely. That's true. So.
The best home buying advice you've ever heard is tip number 4, is visit the house at different times of the day.
Yeah, it's always a great idea to drive through a neighborhood at different times of the day and night before you purchase.
A neighborhood that is quiet and peaceful during the day may have an entirely different atmosphere at night.
That's so true. So what's going on in the neighborhood after hours? Is it noisy or calm? Visit on the weekend and early morning as well. The more times of day you go, the more chances you're going to get a feel for the neighborhood.
And if you can, try to drive through a neighborhood during different types of weather. You may find that the beautiful yards turns into a lake when it rains heavy, or that the leaves end up at the end of the hill or in your yard.
That's right. So before we get to tip number 5, we are going to go to break, and we're going to give you our audio open house number 2. We're calling this one Fabulous in Fair Oaks, and this is an amazing home in desirable Fair Oaks by MK Homes. And this stunning Plan 3 model features 4 bedrooms and 3 full baths with almost 3,200 square feet. It has a downstairs bedroom and full bathroom, open floor plan with 10-foot ceilings that gives an abundance of natural light. It has a gorgeous chef's kitchen featuring granite countertops with designer tile backsplash, upgraded cabinetry, soft close drawer slides, upgraded stainless steel appliances with a gas range stove. And some of the additional upgrades include a built-in sound system in the living room and soundproof windows in the master bedroom for ultra quiet. It has timer switches for ventilation in the bathrooms. It has a Nest camera and thermostat for convenient living. And it is certainly a smart home with no HOA. This one is a rare find, and it will not last long, priced at $550,000. If you'd like to see Fabulous in Fair Oaks, all you got to do is text the word fabulous to 916-269-3337. That is the word fabulous to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients. By using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting, Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916 247
6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio, and that means ready, willing, and able. If you'd like to be a part of that, we would love to work with you, right, Frank?
An exclusive group.
It's an exclusive group.
It is.
And you know what? It doesn't have a high price tag to get into it.
It's free.
It's free. So all you got to do is make the call. Super easy. 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. And if you've missed any of the show so far, you can always search for our podcast. It's The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. And we are pretty much wherever you can find podcasts, you can find The Radio Realtors. We're talking to you in this segment about the Radio Realtors' best home buying advice you've ever heard. And so far, we've covered some of the tips, but tip number one is buy less house than you can afford just in case. And you know, it's just common sense for you to make a purchase for a little bit less than what you can afford so that you can take into account other things. Number two tip is don't forget about maintenance costs. The one thing about when you buy a home, you're going to have some maintenance costs. Luckily, we will get you a home warranty, and that will cover a lot of the things that could go wrong, but you want to make sure that you budget for those. Tip number three is leave the kids at home when you house hunt. I think that that's pretty easy to understand, so we don't need to go too much more in depth than that. Number four is visit the house at different times of the day and night, because you never know that nice neighborhood during the day. Everything's going on. At night, it becomes like a house party, all kinds of crazy stuff's going on, and you want to make sure that that house is a good neighborhood in the day, in the night, whenever you go by. The best home buying advice you've ever heard, tip number five, is check for any upcoming construction in the area. In addition to checking out the house and neighborhood as it looks today, you want to check for any planned construction in the area before you make an offer.
True, because on the other hand, more buildings or houses could add traffic and noise or possibly even block a great view.
And on the other side of that equation, Frank, is construction could also bring new amenities and signal that the area is becoming more desirable, which could potentially increase your home's value.
The best home buying advice you've ever heard, tip number six, is money isn't everything with an offer.
Yeah, this is totally true, Frank, because the highest offer doesn't always win. For example, a lower offer might still look appealing if you promise a higher earnest money deposit or you don't have a contingency to sell an existing house or securing financing.
And Rob, one thing we always try to do when working with our RWA's certified home buyers is trying to find out the seller's motivation.
Now, this is really important because we can use this information to help formulate your offer so that it really appeals to a seller in a way that works far better than a few extra $1,000.
The best home buying advice you've ever heard is tip number seven, become a Radio Realtors certified home buyer.
And this, Frank, is literally the most important tip that
yes,
we can
is,
give
Rob.
You, because this is where we pair you up with one of our PMLs, preferred mortgage lenders.
RWA home buyer certification is better than pre-qualification or even pre-approval.
Yeah, and once you have that RWA status, we will include your certification letter with any offer you make on a home, and this will acknowledge that you have met all the criteria required to become an RWA certified home buyer in the state of California, including some of these things.
You've spoken with a qualified lender for pre-approval and that you are comfortable with the monthly payment discussed for your desired purchase price.
And in addition to that, your RWA certification will also let sellers and listing agents know that you are working with connected and certified realtors to represent your best interests.
And as a Radio Realtors certified home buyer, you will also be educated on various types of homes and their options.
And you'll also be telling the sellers and the listing agents that you are working with a buyer's agent that understands all required addendums, disclosures, and disclaimers for all types of properties offered for sale in the state.
And best of all, as a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer, you will be seen as highly qualified and ready, willing, and able to purchase.
And the great thing as a buyer with us is that you don't pay us a dime. We are paid through the seller on the transaction. So why not give us a call right now? Because being a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer is a guaranteed way to get you into your next home.
Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So we're going to transition into the last couple of minutes here into this segment, and we're going to be talking to you sellers out there. We're going to be talking about six things that you can do to prepare your home for an appraisal. And getting your home appraised is a necessary step in putting it on the market, and the appraisal will influence your asking price.
And Rob, this means you want your home in its best possible condition, so it will be appraised at the highest potential value.
And Frank, while undertaking massive renovations may not be an effective process, there are some smaller things that you can do to raise the market value of your home. So let's take a look at that.
The number one thing to do to prepare for an appraisal is start small with a little spackle.
Yeah, a little spackle goes a long way. So if you've lived in your home for any length of time, you've probably hung things on the walls, you put up shelves, or you simply had some accidents that resulted in minor damage.
Yeah, Rob, now is the time to repair those little imperfections by filling those holes and cracks with a little spackle and painting over the area so you can leave your walls looking like new.
That's right. And while this may not necessarily raise the value of your home, it will keep the appraiser from deducting for damage.
The number two thing to do to prepare for an appraisal is freshen up your paint.
Yes, after you've touched up your walls, you might want to consider freshening up the paint in other areas. For instance, repainting worn borders and moldings around the home, it can give it a newer look.
And in addition, take the paint outside and touch up the trim around the windows and the doors. This will boost curb appeal and will help you add value to the home.
And Frank, really any area where the paint is peeling, chipping, or simply has lost its luster should be retouched with a fresh coat. Now, before we go to the number three thing to prepare your home for an appraisal, we are going to go to break. But before we do that, we're going to give you our audio open house number three. We're calling this one Gorgeous in Galt, and this is a four-bedroom, three-full-bathroom, over 2,600-square-foot home on a 0.19 lot. And this home really has it all, a great location in a private cul-de-sac. Pride of ownership shows here, and it's ready to occupy. It has a grand entry with cathedral ceilings, an elegant staircase, arched accented walls, and bullnose corners. The home has a great room concept, including a gourmet kitchen with granite countertops, an island eating bar, stainless steel appliances, newer dishwasher, a large pantry closet, and an inviting family room with gas fireplace, tile hearth, and decorative mantel. This home also has a formal dining room and a separate living room area. It has a full bedroom and bathroom with shower downstairs that would be great for guests, in-laws, or a teen child. The upstairs laundry room has cabinets and a plumbed sink. This home has dual thermostat controls upstairs and downstairs, shutters on most of the windows, a walk-in closet in the master, and one bedroom upstairs. The upstairs bathroom has two sinks, so no fighting while the kids are getting ready. It has a large garden area enclosed by a vinyl fence, sprinklers plumbed to the backyard, a built-in fire pit, a variety of fruit trees including lemon, apples, Asian pear, and peach. It has a large concrete stamped stained patio with deco drain and a tandem three-car garage. This is truly one that you need to see, and we can send you the virtual tour or we can get you in there to tour it. This home is priced at just $500,000. To see Gorgeous in Galt, just text the word gorgeous to 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are coming down the home stretch, as we always like to say, our last segment of the show. But we wanted to let you know, if you missed any of the show, you can catch the entire show by tuning in to podcasts. And our podcast will be up after the weekend, and you have a chance to listen to the entire thing. But you can find the Radio Realtors wherever podcasts are found. Right, Frank?
Yeah. There's, like I said last week, no excuses. We're everywhere.
That's true. So we're talking to you in this final segment about six things that you can do to prepare your home for appraisal. And the number one thing to do to prepare for an appraisal is start small with a little bit of spackle. You just got to kind of touch up those things, make sure that there's no holes, there's no blemishes that are just totally out there ready to see. The number two thing to do to prepare for an appraisal is freshen up your paint. Man, it is amazing to me what a fresh coat of paint can do in the interior of your home.
Nothing beats a new paint smell.
No, and that's amazing that you say that, because we just did some painting in our house recently, and I just come in and I can still smell that fresh paint. It's like that new car smell. If you could just like put that in an aerosol, it would be the the greatest thing ever.
I'd buy it in 55-gallon drums.
That would be true.
Yep.
So what's the number three thing, Frank?
The number three thing to do to prepare for an appraisal is update your crawl spaces.
Yeah, you know, something that's receiving more attention in home updates is crawl space encapsulation.
Wow, Rob, yeah. That's a big word.
It truly is.
The crawl spaces are essential for providing homeowners and contractors with access to the deepest recesses of the home.
Yeah, however, Frank, these spaces are vulnerable to moisture and water damage caused by humidity, warmer temperatures, and harsh weather conditions.
So, to protect crawl spaces, homeowners have started sealing the spaces in moisture-resistant materials.
Yeah, right, Frank. Similar to a swimming pool liner, a polyethylene barrier is added to keep the crawl space dry. And sometimes, if an appraiser does decide to look, to take maybe a look in those crawl spaces or attic areas, they discover some issues.
And nobody likes problems, do they, Rob?
Preach it, Frank.
The number four thing to do to prepare for an appraisal is do a deep clean.
Yeah, this is also the time to really clean your home from top to bottom, especially if you have young children and pets, because there may be some odors and damage that might just be unnoticeable to you.
I'm telling you guys, this is so big because Rob and I are neat freaks. And when you walk into a home, you've got to have the faucet shining, the mirrors clean with no toothpaste spittles on the mirrors. People look at that kind of stuff and go, what is wrong with the rest of the house?
That's true. And especially when things are vacant.
Big time.
Like one of the things with our home stager, Mary Crandall Staging,
yes,
one of the best stagers out there, she will do a clean on a home too. But when you come in, if it's vacant, then you notice every single blemish.
Yep.
Now, when it is staged and it looks pretty, and those minor cosmetic issues have been taken care of, those are the homes right now that are selling for above asking price, and they're getting the most attention, especially during COVID-19, when a lot of people are buying homes sight unseen.
Yeah, stats reveal 8 to 12% higher.
That's right.
So, Rob, as we've said before, a strong pet odor or your child's scuff marks on hardwood floors could be the first thing your appraiser notices.
Yeah, so why not consider hiring a professional cleaning crew to wax the floors, shampoo the carpets, and conduct an intensive cleaning of the entire home.
Kind of takes us back to the cleanliness is next to godliness proverbs, right, Rob?
You know what? That is true, Frank.
Okay. So the number five thing to prepare for an appraisal is take care of other repairs.
Yeah, at some point, you should tour your home with the mindset of a potential home buyer.
Yes.
And this will open your eyes to problems that you live with every day, and maybe you just don't notice them anymore.
So take a deep look for things that need to be repaired, such as a loose handrail, a dripping faucet, or shorted electrical outlet.
Yeah, and repairing these problems ahead of time is going to ensure you won't lose money on the appraisal.
The number six thing to do to prepare for an appraisal is get an early home inspection.
Absolutely, because even after you think you have done everything that can be done to boost your home's appraised value, consulting an expert is super wise.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of increase in these pre-home listing inspections that the seller really wants to notice and take care of items before the buyer brings them up and they can take care of it. So that's awesome. Getting a home inspection at this time will help you uncover issues that you may not have had the expertise to notice.
Yeah, and this gives you time to get these things fixed ahead of putting the home on the market while also ensuring you can ask more of a competitive selling price.
Right, right. And it's better to uncover these problems now than to have them affect the sale of the home in the future.
You know, one of the things that we try to tell our clients is that you need to have a really, really good inspection. And if you're selling a home, it's a good time to get one. We highly recommend Golden State Home Inspections. Craig Iden and his crew are fantastic.
They're amazing.
And they do a great, thorough job and give you a report. And it works wonders for negotiations. And also, when you're selling a home, then you can tackle those things that are problems, get them done. So if you have a clean bill of health, basically, your home is going to sell for more money. So in selling your home, you want to ensure you get it close to its value and including money and time that you invested in updating its features.
And by taking the time to spruce up the home ahead of the appraisal, you may be able to increase the value by thousands of dollars.
Yeah. And if you're ready to sell your home for every single dollar that it's worth with no hassle and no showings. You're going to want to write down our number. It's 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, due to the uncertainty in the world right now, most potential sellers don't want dozens of people coming through their home for any showings.
Yeah, but there's no doubt right now that your home is probably worth more right this minute than it could be over the next several years due to pending economic concerns here.
So why not do a quick sale without any showings? And why not sell for a high price while home values are still at the top?
Yeah, Frank, statistics show that over 30% of home buyers currently are willing to write offers on homes subject to inspection. And this is just the normal thing now with so many photos and videos available online.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have become highly skilled at the art of selling a home during this pandemic.
Yeah, that's right. So to sell our listings, we use photos and video and radio and no showings and wordsmithing on your listing to quickly sell a home to get you multiple offers. And this allows you to choose an offer with the best terms, most flexible dates, so that you can make your move and, of course, secure a high sales price as well.
Yeah, this is really working well, and we are so confident we can sell your home at full price that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. Let me repeat, 30-day listing agreement will likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
Yeah, and the first step is for you just to get some basic information from us on how we can make this work for you. We offer a totally free phone consultation so that you can explore this option.
Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. One more time, 916-269-3337. You'll talk directly to us or one of our staff while we're on the radio.
Yeah, the Radio Realtors 30-day listing quick sale with no showing strategy. It's the best thing since sliced bread. That is for sure. So call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. Or online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
And before we end the show, we're going to give you our audio open house number 4. We're calling this one Refreshing in Riverside Terrace. And this great community is an enclave of 24 single-family homes built in 2016. It's surrounded by all of the amazing amenities of the Sacramento River. And imagine watching the seasonal changes of the river from your own private balcony. You can enjoy bright, sunny days and the cool Delta breezy nights. And this community blends seamlessly into miles of riverfront open space, and it captures these breathtaking sunset views. This stunning home offers 3 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, with a living room and family room, dining room, gourmet kitchen, 2-car garage, and master bedroom suite with 2 balconies and an outdoor spa. And the backyard is amazing, with a heated swimming pool, outdoor kitchen, fire pits, and custom iron fences that provide privacy and unique style, creating an outdoor oasis. I mean, this is a backyard that you can enjoy all year long. And you can take advantage of kayaking and paddleboarding or running and biking along the gorgeous Sacramento River with connecting trails to downtown Sacramento. There's no HOA fees here, and this is a rare find just minutes away from highway access. This home is priced at $529,000, but if you'd like to see Refreshing in Riverside Terrace, just text the word Refreshing right now to 916-269-3337. That's the word Refreshing to 916-269-3337. And that's all the time we have for this week.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298-997. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price, too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.